not just arthritis. Three common hip conditions that may require replacement. Mega Doctor News, by Yale School of Medicine. Newswise, a Yale review published in EFORT Open Reviews describes three different but overlapping causes of non-arthritic hip pain. Osteonecrosis of the femoral head, femoral neck stress fractures, and subchondral insufficiency fractures, each come with similar symptoms and virtually no visual indicators in early stage 10 rays. Although each condition is unique, they can lead to failure of the hip joint if not treated early. Threats to the hip joint. These three conditions threaten the health of the femoral head, which is the round, ball-shaped top of the thigh bone that sits inside the hip socket. Left unchecked, each can trigger structural collapse or severe bone displacement of the hip, making early detection crucial to avoiding joint replacement surgery. Patients often come to us thinking they pulled a muscle, explains Daniel Wisnia, MD, an orthopedic surgeon specializing in hip and knee reconstruction, co-director of the Yale Avascular Necrosis Program, and senior author of the review. In reality, we are looking at three distinct pathologies that threaten the hip joint. If we miss the signs early, the consequences can be irreversible. To understand these conditions, doctors like Wisnia look at how they affect the body and who is most at risk. Osteonecrosis of the femoral head occurs when blood supply to the bone is restricted or completely cut off. Lacking vital blood flow, bone cells die and cause the structure of the joint to weaken over time. Although direct trauma like a hip dislocation can trigger the condition, it is more commonly linked to long-term steroid use, heavy alcohol consumption, or underlying metabolic and vascular issues. It frequently affects middle-aged adults, who are often considered too young for a total hip replacement. A femoral neck stress fracture develops when repetitive forces exceed the bone's ability to repair itself. These injuries fall into two subcategories. Fatigue fractures occur when healthy, normal bone is subjected to extreme or repetitive strain, which is commonly seen in endurance athletes and those with military service. Insufficiency fractures happen when routine forces act on structurally weakened bone, often due to osteoporosis, vitamin D deficiency, or nutritional imbalances. According to Wisnia, this type of fracture is further categorized by location. Compression-sided fractures occur on the lower, inner curve of the thigh bone's neck and are relatively stable. Tension-sided fractures take place on the upper, outer curve and carry a high risk of slipping out of place or snapping. A subchondral insufficiency fracture occurs directly beneath the cartilage surface of the joint's weight-bearing dome. With this condition, routine everyday weight-bearing forces create microfractures in bone that has already been structurally compromised, Wisnia explains. These affect older adults, particularly postmenopausal women with reduced bone mineral density. Unlike gradual joint wear, subchondral insufficiency fractures can strike suddenly during routine daily activities. Early warning signs. Early diagnosis is notoriously difficult because all three conditions share almost identical symptoms. Patients typically report progressive pain deep in the groin or hip that worsens during weight-bearing activities like walking or standing. Osteonecrosis of the femoral head. Pain usually begins gradually and intensifies as bone tissue dies. Patients often experience a sudden spike in severe pain alongside a loss of joint mobility after structural collapse. Femoral neck stress fracture. Pain occurs with physical activity, gradually intensifying during exercise like running and resolves during rest. Physical exams often trigger sharp discomfort. Subchondral insufficiency fracture. Pain tends to strike suddenly without major trauma. An older adult might experience sudden, severe pain following a low-energy stumble or simply while walking, often making it difficult to stand right away. Because these symptoms overlap, physicians cannot rely on physical exams alone to make an accurate diagnosis, Wisnia notes. How imaging shapes a diagnosis. Standard X-rays are the traditional first step in evaluating hip pain, but they are notoriously unreliable in the early stages of these three conditions. A patient can be experiencing severe hip pain despite their results appearing completely normal. Large bones like the femur have thick outer membranes that can make microfractures, soft tissue inflammation, or tiny structural tears on standard two-dimensional X-rays difficult to confirm, often leading to a false negative result. By the time a crack or joint collapse shows up clearly on an X-ray, structural damage has already advanced. When a patient has lingering hip pain along with an unremarkable X-ray, we as physicians cannot simply wait and hope it resolves over time, Wisnia says. Relying on standard radiographs is a recipe for missed diagnoses. There is a real need for advanced imaging immediately to see what is happening beneath the surface. MRI is the gold standard for detecting early hip issues before irreversible structural collapse occurs. On an MRI scan, fluid accumulation within the bone's inner tissue, known as bone marrow edema, appears as a bright signal on fluid-sensitive settings, Wisnia explains. While bone marrow edema indicates underlying distress, distinct band patterns allow radiologists to differentiate between the conditions. When MRI is not advised for patients, computed tomography, CT, scans serve as a helpful alternative. According to Wisnia, CT scans excel at visualizing the hard outer shell of the bone, helping doctors spot microfractures, joint flattening, or subtle bone breakdown. Treatments and outlook. Because osteonecrosis of the femoral head, femoral neck stress fracture, and subchondral insufficiency fracture arise from different causes, their treatment strategies and long-term outlooks vastly differ. For early-stage osteonecrosis of the femoral head, treatments focus on joint-preserving procedures to save the native hip before structural collapse. Core decompression is a surgical option where a surgeon drills a small channel into the dead bone to relieve internal pressure and promote new blood vessel growth. If substantial collapse has already taken place, total hip replacement is needed to relieve pain and restore function. Treatment for femoral neck stress fracture depends on location and stability. Low risk, compression-sided stress fractures without a visible fracture line can heal in 8 weeks with limited weight-bearing activity. High risk, tension-sided fractures carry a high danger of displacement and vascular damage, requiring urgent surgical stabilization using medical screws to hold the bone in place. Pre-collapse subchondral insufficiency fracture is managed non-surgically with restricted weight-bearing activity, pain management, and bone-strengthening medications, Wisnia says. If collapse is avoided, the lesions can stabilize and heal naturally over time. However, if the weakened bone beneath the cartilage collapses, joint-preserving operations are rarely effective due to underlying bone fragility, making total hip replacement the definitive fix. Failing to classify each condition early and properly can result in joint collapse, leaving patients with no choice but to undergo total hip replacement surgery. Timely and accurate classification is everything, Wisnia concludes. By integrating a patient's medical history, recognizing condition-specific risk factors, and utilizing timely MRI scans, we can catch these vulnerabilities early. That window of opportunity is what allows us to preserve the native hip joint, protect a patient's long-term mobility, and change the trajectory of these potentially life-altering conditions. Original release. https://medicine.yale.edu/news-article/beyond-arthritis-3-causes-of-hip-pain-the-can-lead-to-joint-replacement/